Thursday night. Here we are. Me and Hot Stuff.
Hi.
I think after every first sentence of every podcast, every radio show, everything that I record, I clear my throat.
You do?
Because I realize, after talking a little bit, that I need to clear my throat.
Stop eating frogs.
Right. How you been, Hot Stuff?
I've been okay.
We went to Legoland yesterday.
Woo!
The most fun thing that we did at Legoland was translate some hieroglyphics. It was extracurricular.
Yeah.
We were stuck in line on a broken ride, and the broken ride was a 30-second safari through an Egyptian pyramid where you got to shoot shit. We were moving too fast to even look at it.
Yeah, that was the least sort of ride duration to time spent in line I think I've ever had.
Yep.
At any park ever.
Very inefficient. Very inefficient in terms of entertainment. But there were all these hieroglyphics on the walls of the, like, on where you were in line.
Yeah.
And they actually said stuff, we discovered. And so then we got to spend some time translating hieroglyphics, saying stuff like, follow instructions carefully.
Yeah.
Don't lose any bricks. All the hieroglyphics were about Legos.
We were unsure that they actually meant anything, and then they weren't just random until we figured out that one of them said bricks. And, you know, this is not really, it didn't really say bricks. It said, you know, the English transliteration of bricks into hieroglyphics.
Yeah, B-R-I-C-S. A lot of it was phonetic.
Yeah.
B-R-I-C-Z. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, that was fun.
Yeah. And then, like, pretending like we were monsters and that like, little sparrows were giant destroying monsters.
Oh, yeah, right. Sort of the coolest thing.
Yeah.
There was like they've made all these Lego reproductions in, you know, 1/100th scale or whatever,
yeah,
of all these famous buildings and cities and stuff. The people are maybe 4 inches tall, 3 inches tall,
something like that.
The buildings weren't minifig scale. They were
bigger
like
than
little dude scale, like those guys you make in some Technic stuff.
And they probably weren't really to scale. Like, I don't think that the New York skyscrapers were actually to scale.
Yeah, that's probably not true.
They're probably just tall. You know, they weren't 80 stories or 150 stories or whatever.
I don't know. You know, like, yeah, that's probably true. Like, the relationship between Grand Central Station and the Empire State Building was probably not there. Also, we saw this one building that we didn't know what it was, and then it turns out it's the ugly-as-fuck proposed redesign for goddamn Freedom Tower or whatever.
Yeah, has that been built yet? Has anything been built in that spot?
I don't think so.
Huh.
I feel like that's the kind of thing that takes, like, 10 years to build. It takes 10 years to make something that looks that stupid.
I mean, was that a finished version?
I don't know. Remember there were all these different designs that they proposed, and I cannot believe that there was a contest that ugly-ass thing won.
Well, I mean, I don't know nothing about the...
Birth and no babies.
That is, in fact, the Freedom Tower.
That sucks. Anyway, we went to Legoland on our way back from L.A., where I totally did the Adam Carolla podcast, and that was all kinds of fun and awesome. And, you know, there's only one chance left for this to just be a failure, miserable failure, or hoax, or whatever. And that's if they just don't actually ever air the podcast.
I mean, it was actually Adam Carolla.
It really was Adam Carolla. Yeah.
It was
a good enough Adam Carolla impersonator that, and somebody who managed to, totally recreate his studio somewhere in Burbank.
I mean, this is going to a lot of depths.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. You know, maybe, I don't know. They also hijacked his Twitter.
Yeah. Well, and they took pictures of extremely good, like, similar-looking people to... or they hijacked the whole website.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah. I was thinking that they just had doubles and, like, managed to match it.
Right. They had a Teresa Strasser impersonator in there. Must have been hard to find somebody who looked like Teresa Strasser and was exactly as pregnant as Teresa Strasser.
Or maybe it was a fat suit.
It's
hard to know.
That is true. That is true. Anyway, so it was fun. It went pretty well.
Should be posted in like 5 hours, 6 hours.
Definitely better than my G4 interview, as I said on the Twitter. Because first of all, it wasn't goddamn live television. I wasn't standing up with somebody who was a total jack off. I was sitting down with somebody who was arguably a total jack off. But
yeah. You were allowed to drink.
I was. At the time. Well, I drank before the G4 interview.
You did.
Yeah, but it just took a while. Like, I got there and was like in makeup and stuff for an hour and in the green room.
Really?
Yeah. Makeup. Yeah, and I was fucked up.
Where was it? Done.
L.A. somewhere in some big box.
Like a building?
Oh yeah, yeah.
That's
what they call it. Yeah. It was actually some hobo yelling at me. That's why the things that I said didn't make any sense. No, I drank a fair amount of whiskey. It kind of ruined the whole day, actually. I drank a fair amount of whiskey starting at like 11 a.m. and then got there and Donnie asked if I wanted a beer. I was like, "Why, yes, Donnie, I would like a beer." And I drank a Michelob Dunkelweiss, which is not like a Dunkelweiss at all, but was not bad. Amberbach is pretty good too. Michelob's good at making fake versions of beers that I don't like, and I like the fake version. Anyway, I'm stoked. I'm going to be pretty fucking excited when I go to adamcarolla.com later and there's a picture of me on it.
Yeah.
So I'm like, sweet.
Dude.
Yeah. Anyway, so that was fun. And again, thank you, Hot Stuff.
Oh, you're welcome.
Best birthday present ever.
Next year I have to figure something else. I'll have to top it.
I don't know what the fuck I'm going to get you. They suggested that I start bothering Mary Louise Parker now to start doing a podcast.
Oh, yeah.
So that when it's your birthday, I can book you as a guest.
That'd
on her
good.
Podcast. Yeah. She seen anybody?
Probably. You know, it doesn't really matter.
But you know what you can do?
Oh, God.
You can walk up to her and say, "Oh, yeah? Can your boyfriend do this?" And then just do what comes naturally. Yeah. You'll do something impressive.
Yeah.
Hot Stuff has kind of a hard-on for Mary Louise Parker.
We're just watching Weeds, so I've always sort of thought she was cool.
And now, he won't be quiet about how dreamy she is. She's pretty dreamy.
Yeah.
Getting up there in years. She has a kid, right?
It doesn't matter. Yeah, I think that she does. Yeah. With some, like, hippie name.
Some hippie name?
I don't know.
So we got lots of things to talk about as far as stuff from people.
Really?
Because I put out the call for questions on Twitter again, so there's some Twitter replies that we can deal with.
Yeah, we totally sold
like a
out.
Cheap way to make our Twitter more active.
Yeah.
Still getting followers.
Like, regularly?
Yeah. It's gone up by 20 or 30 today.
It seems odd that we haven't capped out on that, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really know to what extent KOL is still acquiring new players, right? Like,
it still is. I mean, you still,
yeah.
Like, that's the thing. There are still people who are like, I'm just starting to do X in the forums, and like, you know, unless that's also some sort of elaborate hoax. Oh, maybe all our players are not actually different people. Maybe we just have like one person who like really likes the game, and doesn't want to see it fail. But they don't want us to know that it's just one person. Right, so they're actually playing thousands and thousands of games.
They've just got mafia running on thousands of computers scattered all over the world.
Yeah.
Wow, that's donating from a bunch of different places and people.
Abusing multis on
Wow. That would be, man. You know, what if we're just like, what if I am just a brain in a jar?
Yep.
You know, or what if Joe, the kid listening to the show, is just a brain in a jar?
Wow, and this is all just for his benefit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, that's going to freak out anybody named Joe that's listening to the show, right? Yeah. Totally talking about you, kid. So we could just pop into Twitter questions, first of all, and see how that goes. Let's see. Wolf V says, hey, did you guys do a Monday night show? Because I didn't see it on the RSS feed. I need to put it up. I need to download it and put it in the archive. It was
Scully
and Vaginal Blood Fart. They did a show because we were on our way. We were actually not on our way. We fucked around and didn't leave when we were supposed to. So I felt a little bad. I felt a little dumb for skipping the show. But Scully has fun doing those sometimes, I think.
We did leave before it would have been over.
So, did we?
Yeah.
We never get a goddamn thing done on time.
Yeah.
But Choose Your Own Adventure is off to the printer, so that's a load off. But because it took us so long, it just ate up a bunch of other time that should have been spent on other stuff, like the freebie table thing, which I still have to throw together tomorrow.
People who've never been to Comic-Con probably don't know what that is.
Well, so at Comic-Con, we give away a Choose Your Own Adventure booklet, and then so there's a big room where you get your registration as an attendee or whatever, like where you go in, where you would go in to buy tickets if you could do that on site anymore, I think,
but
where you go to pick up your badge. And there's just this giant table that you can put stuff on.
That exhibitors can put stuff on,
yeah. So, like, giant table just full of, like, pamphlets and, you know, pictures of porn
stars and stuff.
Free posters.
Yeah.
There is an elaborate and totally serious approval process that you have to go through to get something onto the freebie table. It's been an interesting process exhibiting at Comic-Con for the last few years because the first year, they said, you should fill out this form. And we were like, okay, we will do that. And then we would just basically drop the form into the Grand Canyon for all the good that it did us.
Well.
We apply for booth variances and then
never hear anything from anybody. But we've also not
about anything.
Heard about any violations or whatever. I don't know that they actually read them. I don't know. Yeah.
So you're supposed to send stuff in for submission to the freebie table like a month before Comic-Con so that they can approve it. I don't think they do this anymore.
They cut that form out entirely.
So we sent them
such bullshit.
Yeah, we sent them the Choose Your Own Adventure the first year, and they were like, yeah, we didn't have time to read this, so we're not going to accept it. And hot stuff threw a fit.
Because I was like, well, I mean, I submitted it by the deadline that you guys had given us. We also got a bunch of forms the first year we were exhibiting, and this year, too, that if we had just waited for the forms to be mailed to us, which I think is what any first-time attendee would do, there were many forms we got after they were due.
They were actually postmarked after the due date, weren't they?
Yeah. They were. We received a packet like 3 weeks after most of the forms were due this year and the first year, which just gives you an indication that they just don't. They are shit. Their shit is just not together. You have to go online and like go to this particular place and like download the forms and fill them out and mail them in before you actually even get them.
So then the second year, we had the Choose Your Own Adventure book on the freebie table again, and then somebody's mother complained.
Yeah.
Somebody's mother complained because of a line, screw this, I'm going to go smoke some herbs, that one of the hippies in the Choose Your Own Adventure...
Was it herbs or weed?
Herbs.
Herbs, wow.
Screw this, I'm going to go smoke some herbs. And so they started pulling it off the table. And we went down and saw that they had pulled it off the table. And again, Hot Stuff had to throw a fit. He's like the official company fit thrower.
Yeah. I carry a bunch of fits with me.
Yeah.
I can pitch them. I can throw them. It's pretty good. It's a good job.
Every once in a while, you can make them especially hissy if you need if you need one to be particularly effective in a given situation.
That's true.
So then the third year, we were like, you know what? Fuck this. And so we just printed out like a half sheet thing that was like a lead in to the Choose Your Own Adventure. And it said, come to our booth to get the Choose Your Own Adventure because you can give away whatever the fuck you want in your booth.
Except for stickers.
You can't give away stickers?
You can't give away stickers.
Really?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Because they're afraid that free stickers will end up everywhere.
Oh, that's probably true. You can't give away matches.
That is also true.
That sucks.
Yeah, like,
you content-wise, though, you can't give away gum either.
Anything that can, given away in large quantities, could like just ruin the convention center. They won't let you give away.
So like
paint.
You can't give away little.
No. They didn't actually say that, but I think that's probably assumed.
Grenades, like keychain grenades.
Probably not grenades.
Oh God! Speaking of grenades, so I got a call from Zly at the office the other day, and this is just fucking obnoxious. Kids, don't ever buy
property.
Don't ever buy any real estate.
Well, don't develop on it, I guess, because you could buy a field.
Yeah, and then the field would
you could
be outstanding in your field. Yeah, but if a field catches on fire, it doesn't cost fucking $4,600.
Well, if it catches on fire and then it lights all your the surrounding houses that are around your field on fire, you might be liable.
It depends. Yeah, it depends on whether you were in violation of any city ordinances ahead of time or not. Anyway, so I guess the bathtubs at the office started filling up with poop. So first we thought that maybe Riff was just back in the habit of taking a poop bath every once in a while. but no, the sewer line, the plumber came out, sent a camera down the sewer line, and they were like, it's full of tree roots and it's totally collapsed. And I was like, damn it, Riff, we told you to stop eating tree roots and live grenades, or something like this was eventually going to happen. So yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently 10-foot trench dug in the front yard, new sewer line run, and $4,600 goddamn dollars just so that Riff can shit.
Well, I mean, I have occasionally also used the bathroom at the office.
I mean, you know what? If it wasn't for Sly, we could just all use the yard.
I guess we could just dig a hole.
We could. We could use it, yeah. And we could say, look, we're amateur septic system designers. This is the First Amendment. You know, you got to give us the opportunity to educate ourselves. It's a constitutional right.
First Amendment? Freedom of speech?
Freedom of speech extends to pooping. If you poop in a decorative pattern in a hole...
See.
Freedom of speech extends to pooping in a hole.
That's true. If you poop out words,
yeah, like if you write your name and piss on a wall, you can't get arrested for public urination.
We should start eating alphabet soup, high fiber alphabet soup,
or just like little aluminum letters.
Yes, with every meal. That probably wouldn't. Go, I mean,
you'd set up. It
so
would be.
Well.
It would. Oh man, we could play like crazy, like play by mail Scrabble. Except instead of playing by mail, you're. You're playing by digestion.
Yeah.
And so you eat some tiles ahead of time. Be a very slow game, but a very fun one. Probably wouldn't be any fun at all.
Wow. Poop speech.
You'd be so dreading the W's.
I was thinking of all the sharp corners on all the letters being a problem in your digestive system.
Yeah. So
there was that episode of House where the kid had swallowed a toothpick and it was causing all these problems.
Oh yeah. Another putz has sent into the Twitter. Ah, now Bad Moon black catting is easier. That's no fun. Yeah, I finally gave into that.
I mean, it's not really that helpful.
Well,
it prevents you from getting screwed out of starting a black cat run.
There were a handful of people that it happened to. You know, enough that there was regular complaining about it.
It was enough. So. I think it's a good change in terms of getting new players on a holiday.
Well. The thing is, you already didn't get them in Noob Cave until after the tutorial was finished.
Oh.
So that had been dealt with a long time ago.
Okay.
And so every time JLE complained about it, that's what I thought he was talking about. And so I was like, shut up, JLE. You're as wrong as can be.
But that wasn't what he was talking about.
That wasn't what he was talking about. So then I was like, I'm sorry. I had a frog in my throat even then.
Yep.
Kethoth writes, clan permission toggle. Retain karma when clan hopping if whitelisted. Clan A saves karma until you return to clan A. I thought that there was a reason, you know, described that way, that makes some sense and would only be a single additional field in the whitelist table, right? I thought that we had considered that and there was a reason that we didn't do it, but I don't remember what that reason was.
It is possible that you could leave a clan, they could change their clan karma rules, and then you'd have your old karma back.
Yeah, but the same thing would be true if you had stayed in the clan, right?
Can't you... You can't... You can take away karma from people, can't you, as a clan leader?
I don't think so.
Huh.
Let me say that again outside of my beer bottle. I don't think so.
You don't think so when you're inside your beer bottle either?
What's that? What was that rap song from the 80s that I don't think so was a line?
I don't know.
What song was it? Fuck, now it's driving me crazy.
Was it a DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince?
No, I think it was that LL Cool J song about going back to Cali.
I don't think so.
Yeah. Yeah. LL Cool J knew what was up. Man, I fucking hate Los Angeles.
You know,
it's so
I have no love for the city at all.
It's so ugly and just so everybody's all like schmoozing and dealing and wheeling.
That was pretty funny. We went to dinner at Wakano. It's like a sushi restaurant.
We went for sushi with Armac.
Yeah.
And he had some friend of his, like a film editor, had like said, "Oh yeah, you should get this waiter, Bobby. He's a buddy of mine." And then we went in and they exchanged business cards, yeah. And Bobby's an actor, so hey man,
check out my reel.
Yeah. Check out my reel. What the fuck?
Check out my reel. Get real.
You know the thing about Bobby? Bobby's a fucking waiter.
Well, that which means he's a serious actor, right?
I guess that's true.
Right?
I guess that is true.
I mean, that's what you do. You go to L.A. and you work in the service industry while you try to make it as an actor.
How many famous actors came from that?
I don't know.
I don't think any.
I mean, there are definitely actors that have been working in the service industry and then like made it, right?
I'm honestly curious about statistics about the number of the number of existing working famous successful actors that came to LA to be actors, got jobs as waiters, and then were discovered, you know, put themselves out there and did stuff. Yeah. I just don't, you know.
It's got to have happened at least a couple of times, so I don't know if that the exceptions prove the rule or what.
Or maybe they just perpetuate that myth so that there will be plenty of cheap wait staff.
Yeah, you've gotta work somewhere, right, in LA when you're trying to be an actor, because you're not going to get paid enough probably like out of the starting gate to actually get anything done.
You could just get some money from your parents.
What if you have parents? What if you're an orphan?
Everybody has parents, hot stuff.
Except for orphans.
Then the government is their parents. The government will loan you money to try and become an actor. Just talk to that guy in the question mark suit. He'll tell you about some different grants you can apply for. Nobody has to work in this country.
What if your name isn't Grant?
Rex Maxis says, "Can we get a Cheveline familiar that randomly gives you one turn of teleportitis? I'd name mine Kidnapper." What's a Cheveline? Some kind of horse?
No idea.
The Gunrun says, "How was the first time you went out of the country? By the way, a long time, no ask question." Oh, yeah, the Gunrun. And he's doing it on Twitter now.
Your Twitter account shows a different name for the Twitterers. Because there's the name that is on the account, and then there's like what they choose to display. And mine shows one and yours shows the other.
Oh, yeah, right. Because mine on Twitterific on the iPhone, it's always just people's real names.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is probably better off. Probably better off reading questions off of the actual Twitter website.
Yeah. Which is interesting.
Benny Nitro says, "Do you want questions sent via reply or direct message? If you read this out loud, I guess I will know the answer." Okay, but I won't because I don't know what the difference is. This is apparently a reply because it says at ASIM.
Yeah, but what's a direct message?
I don't know. I guess there's some kind of IMing that you can do on Twitter that other people can't see. Anyway, I don't remember. I guess the first time I went out of the country was one trip to Rocky Point, and it was fine.
Or to Mexico?
Oh, no, I guess I went to Mexico with my dad at some point when I was...
You never went to Canada?
I went to Mexico before the peso was rejiggered. So I got a bunch of... It was like 3,000 pesos to the dollar. Yeah. I remember getting some pesos. That was pretty exciting. I don't know where we were. Must have been Nogales.
I guess I was... My first trip out of the country was also to Mexico.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, I don't remember much about it. We went to, like, Mazatlan or something.
Oh, yeah. So, did you have some marzipan?
I did not.
Fugitive247 says, "If today is totally Tuesday, then I'm a retroactive virgin." I wonder if that means that she lost her virginity between Tuesday and today. Because if so, what a coincidence. PK Sage says, "How about an arena revamp to make it Ascension relevant? Maybe award plus plus familiar experience buffs for 10 turns instead of straight XP." Everybody's got a lot of ideas about making the arena Ascension relevant.
Yeah, know? It's tricky because familiar experience is no longer as big a deal. in a lot of ways.
Because of the way that the curbs work on...
Well, that and there are enough buffs now that you don't need it for tower familiars, and there's enough plus XP familiar items in the game. Like, none of that existed when NS11 and Arenas first started, so...
We're totally, like, constantly deprecating, like, everything, man.
Well, not necessarily everything, but... The arena would need to be revamped in a pretty fundamental way to make it really relevant, like where almost everybody's doing it, at least at the beginning of a run or something.
It's one of those things where we could add that little familiar mini game that I've been talking about for a long time, which is not even, it's like a maxi game. It's not even a mini game.
I thought you were thinking of doing that as a separate game outside of KOL.
Well, I think about a lot of things, hot stuff. I just sit around thinking about stuff almost all the time.
That's true.
Almost all of the time that I'm awake, I'm thinking about something.
That's not me at all.
Yeah.
I spend a lot of time not thinking about anything.
Really? Just staring off into space?
I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah. I guess you'd have to be thinking about staring off into space to be staring off into space, yeah.
Just don't know.
It's weird. You went to Saw. You went to Saw, and then you went to Saw 2. And you were like, oh, that kind of sucked, but you went back to Saw 3 anyway. And you were like, you know what? I'm just not seeing Saw 4.
Seesaw?
I don't remember if I saw 4. Saws. In Warsaw. Yasteel12, or JASteel12, says, when can auto-attack be set to summoning of mayflies in combat? And then pound overlord. What the fuck does that mean?
That's like a... Isn't that like a hashtag for Twitter stuff?
Yeah, but what is pound overlord? Let's investigate.
I don't know, dude. It's like... It's a particular... word.
Let's see what else is tagged with pound overlord. Wow, the internet in this place just sucks a huge.
I am actually kind of amazed that we can broadcast on the radio from here.
Yeah. So, Bus ist ein kann so viel Spaß machen is also marked pound overlord from Gamers Deutschland.
Okay.
A lot of stuff about the game overlord. The game Overlord was fucking terrible.
Wasn't the most recent Zero Punctuation about Overlord 2?
Oh, was it? I don't know. I haven't seen the most recent Zero Punctuation. I should watch it.
Watch it on the... We could watch it while we're doing the radio. That'd be some good radio.
I think that we...
are done with Twitter questions. Should we go to the radio bugbear?
Well, we can still look at... At ASIM.
What do you think?
What do I think?
What, I don't know. You were in the middle of saying you think that we, and then...
I don't know. Ihad Sejidez says, how about a chainsaw, Smith Bull from the meat engine and the spooky bike chain? I think Mr. Mag has always been pushing for a meat motorcycle.
Would it function the same as a meat car?
I don't know. It would, except you could drive between lanes of traffic in L.A. because you're crazy and just going to get killed instantly. I think that is it for Twitter right now. I was also thinking that something we might could do is take a little gander at the gameplay forum and talk about some of the stuff that is currently in discussion in the gameplay forum.
That's true.
Threat about me clearing my throat. The little tweaks that we made to the haunted bathroom today. People talking about that and saying, it's not enough. Change it more. Nothing is good enough for us. We're the players. That's what they sound like.
Do you have some sort of text-to-speech filter in your forum software?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Although normally, I filter everything through the one that I use on Riff's IAMs.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, this was a tweak, and I said in the announcement, we made a couple minor tweaks to some non-combats in an attempt to make things better for leveling mysticality characters. And so, this is an attempt. If it doesn't work, we will attempt something else. So, don't everybody get your panic panties in a bunch.
Panic panties?
Yeah.
Is that like... You have, like, your days of the week, and then if there's suddenly a day that isn't in the days of the week, you, like, panic.
I was, but you know who is a a phenomenal dev team member is that that Gamelli.
Yep.
he had an idea today that was pretty cool. I was whining about some shit. I was every once in a while I just like angst out in dev. Now that I've met Adam Carolla, I'm free to focus on all of my other goals. One of which is like career satisfaction. And
that's
the more
happen.
I think about that, the more I'm like, fuck. So, like, did we talk at all on the radio about that post on Elder Game and that whole thing?
I don't know.
So there's a blog. So. There's a blog that I read, a game design blog by this guy who's like worked as an MMO designer, called Elder Game, and he did a post that kind of bounced all over the game design blogosphere. Using words like blogosphere makes me feel cool. Makes me feel hip. It makes me feel like I'm with it.
Yeah.
I'm in touch with this internet thing.
I believe it's called a blag.
Anyway, so basically he was talking about how, like...
World of Warcraft.
MMOs. Like, World of Warcraft particularly, he used a bunch of examples from. But, like, the post was about how the stuff that's going on in World of Warcraft right now is mostly owed to the live team having been replaced with, like, the sort of B squad of Blizzard employees, because the guys who made the game and, you know, made it what it was, arguably, have gotten sick of it and moved on to other projects.
Not necessarily even gotten sick of it, although that was a contention, but it was just that you know, Blizzard is working on something big and new, and they want all of their, like, best people working on it. And so now the people that are really running World of Warcraft are not the, quote, best people, unquote.
And he's talking about how sort of that's kind of a sad thing to have happen. It's a problematic thing to have happen because especially now that the game is as complicated as it is and is the result of so many sort of cascading changes and design decisions that they make these little changes. These guys will get really excited about something being imbalanced or something that, like, needs to be fixed right now and is very obviously a problem, and changing this would obviously accomplish these positive things for the game. And then they make changes that are not exactly well considered in the grand scheme of things. Tend to nerf stuff, piss people off, instead of, you know, doing things that make people feel like they're more powerful now and happier.
And the tweak cycle is very short also.
Yeah. So they were basically talking about this change to the way that ammunition works for hunters, which is one of the classes in the game, right? So the way that it worked before was hunters started with one of their bag slots in their inventory occupied by an ammo bag full of arrows or bullets, depending on whether you were like an elf with a bow or a dwarf with a gun or whatever. And you just had to keep buying ammo from vendors, right? You'd go through just hundreds and hundreds. You'd go through several hundred units of ammo an hour if you were really playing, I think. And so you'd get larger and larger ammo bags. The ammo bags also had, like, an enchantment on them that increased your attack speed. So it was, like, just sort of fundamental to all of the hunter damage formulas was the enchantment on this one slot that they had to use. But the live team started looking at it and saying, like, you know, it kind of sucks that hunters just have one fewer bag at their disposal than every other class because they are constantly having to carry around all this ammo. Inventory slots are kind of at a premium. They're a very valuable thing. Some people, like Hot Stuff, would go to absurd lengths to keep extra things in inventory by exploiting vagaries of the mail system and bouncing shit around in transit between various characters. I never did it. I just complained about being out of bag space or, you know. It's rough playing World of Warcraft as a collector, right? Yeah. KOL makes it very easy for people to collect stuff. World of Warcraft, not so much.
They
have done some things. Like, people who collected, like, the little vanity pets that didn't do anything, they've made those no longer things that take up bag space and certain, you know, your mounts, other things. And they were definitely moving in this direction, right? So what they decided to do was make it so... Well, the ammo thing with hunters caused another problem, right? There was craftable ammo, but nobody really used it because you had to make so much of it that it was really infeasible to stay in it. They also couldn't do any, like, ammo drops from, like, raid bosses, right? They couldn't do, like, epic ammo because, again, you had to have... In order for it to mean anything, you had to have so much of it that it just didn't... You know, they weren't going to drop 8,000 bullets of awesome blasto power or whatever, right?
They could have, though. They just didn't.
Yeah, So they were like, okay, well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take all the ammo items in the game and make them no longer a consumable. We're just going to make them a piece of equipment, and we're going to make the ammo slot that is on your character just a regular gear slot. And we're going to... I don't know what they did. I don't know if they built that speed increase into the ammo.
I don't either. Or just got rid of it.
They surely didn't just get rid of it, right? But they made this change, and then suddenly there's just this really bizarre situation where, like, there are all these quests throughout the game that give you ammo pouches as a reward. And there are, you know, expensive-to-craft ammo pouches that you can make that then just don't do anything, right? And I don't know why they decided that that was enough of a problem that what they needed to do was change the whole thing rather than just fixing those, like getting rid of those recipes or, you know, getting rid of those particular quest rewards. Because I feel like they were always just one of the things that you could choose among several things. And it's not like it's a big deal in World of Warcraft to complete a quest and have no rewards that you really want to use, right? But what they did was they ended up switching back. And so now they just made the ammo stack a lot higher. So they didn't really solve any problems.
And instead just generated a bunch of ill will.
Yeah. So that was one of the things I was bitching about today, was the extent to which, and this, you know, if you look at my my post in the whole, well, what thread was that about? That Pilgrim's Plight, or how do you solve a problem like Shield Butt, that thread, right? You know, the fact that everybody that's a serious Ascension player now just entangling noodles, Shield Butt, Shield Butt, Shield Butt, Shield Butt,
yeah.
Fight over, right? Like,
and you can fight stuff that's 10 times your level. Yeah.
Which, you know, it's probably a bad idea to nerf that. I kind of believe that now. Because it's one of those things where everybody always lands on the most mana-efficient way of killing monsters, right?
Yeah.
And the most mana-efficient way just happens to also be the fastest in terms of real-world time, which is something that people really liked about the Lunging Thrustmech synergy, which I think, for the most part, Lunging Thrustmech, you can still do that with if you're not really pushing monster-level limits, which most people aren't. Most people who are ascending every week or two, I think, and not really going for all the monster level that they can pile on. And so the old ways still work for them. But, so I got to thinking, well, you know, the way to do this, the way to make spells more appealing is just to make spells better, right? And I'm like, you know, I just fucking can't. Time was, I would go in and I would just, you know, just change the mana costs of some spells. But now, I feel like the system has gotten so complicated that any tiny tweak, every conversation that I have with Hot Stuff, every conversation that I have with Dev just talks me out of doing whatever it is that I was thinking about doing, because it's just become this big scary thing. Gamelli is awesome. Gamelli had just a fucking great idea that I think is going to work really well and make people really happy for this specific thing.
We mail them licorice every time they cast a spell.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know the logistics of it, that, you know, CD Moirans lie. They'll figure something out.
Yeah.
CD Moral automated and like deals with the mailman all the time. So yeah. We didn't say how much licorice.
That's true.
So, anyway, just meandering conversation about nothing. But yeah, so, then we started talking about this other thing that I had done some work on, and I changed it. Then I was like, oh, but if you do this, then people in Bad Moon will blah, 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 hardcore versus softcore, blah, blah. And I'm just like, fuck it. I'm going to go drink a beer instead of working.
You can work while drinking a beer.
That was like 9 months ago, and I haven't done any work. And I still haven't finished that beer, which is weird. Still
nursing.
Cheap drunk, though. Cheap date. Cheap tweet. Cheap.
Big
Sorry,
little,
I turned into a bird
little,
for a second.
Little, talk a little, cheap.
I don't know your drama fag utterances.
I've seen The Music Man.
Yeah, it's been a long time. All I know is Gary, Indiana.
Your home sweet home.
Smoothmove points out that the bags were also one of the key leatherworking patterns for leveling your leatherworking skill, right, in a couple of places, so they couldn't just get rid of them. So, okay.
Could have replaced them with something else.
And then Riff's telling me I'm wrong about crafted ammo not being useful. So, you know, he's talking about making them for Lycra, which, of course, I mean, when we were leveling, you would make ammo for me.
Yeah.
But that normally I feel like does not happen in a player economy.
But it, I mean, even if you do do it, it, like, you know, if there is an advantage, if you get more DPS or whatever with crafted ammo, people would do it, but it was still just super expensive for regular fighting. Like,
yeah,
you know, I honestly don't know why it's that big a deal, because casters in World of Warcraft spent way more gold and or resources on potions than hunters spent on ammo. Although I guess hunters also had to have mana potions if they were.
Yeah, and to sacrifice all the bag slots, I think, was the biggest.
Bag slots is a big.
Because it's one whole bag.
Yeah. You know? I'm not arguing. I think that is.
You can't put anything else in the bag if you know, it's rough. Yeah.
I guess they could have solved a lot of that by just putting the speed enchantment on the ammo instead of on the bag.
Yeah.
And the bags could have just been larger, which would have just been a choice. If you want to have a ton of ammo, you can use one of these, or you can just use a regular bag.
Yeah, because I guess you only ever have one thing of ammo equipped. Yeah. They could have probably put an enchantment on the ammo and still left the whole auto fill-in when it runs out thing in place. So we got a lot of Radio Bugbear questions, and I have to imagine that
some of them were
Scully
answered.
Went through some of them. Yeah, because people were definitely talking to... A Deadhead says, I feel that more Star Control 2/Urquan Masters references are deserved. Well, of course you do, having just played it and having come to a new understanding that it is one of the best games ever made, if not the best game ever made. I don't know if I think that Star Control 2 is in the running for the best game ever made. It's probably in my top five.
Yeah. I remember just loving the crap out of it when I was playing it.
Loom is definitely up there for me. Loom's more like a movie than a game, really.
But it's an interactive game. I mean, I all the old Sierra Quest games, I love to pieces. You know, they were some of my first games.
Yeah, me too. A lot of Space Quest.
Yeah, I love Space Quest.
I did not have any of the King's Quest games.
I loved how dying was sort of a reward in and of itself, you know.
And it was a sort of de rigueur for just playing. Remember the tentacles that would grab you and pull you down through that grate when you were walking across inside the thing on Planet Corona?
Oh, yeah, it's so funny
that it was Planet Corona. let's see. Oh, weird. Fineldar says, go look at the Sea Monkey's castle without a breathing apparatus. The link back to the sea is messed up. After you've used it, it turns purple or whatever the user has the color set as, like other links that you've clicked already. This is the only one in the game that I can find. Fix, please. I don't know why that would be.
Without breathing apparatus?
Oh, so yeah, we figured out the source of this weird bug that people were having in goddamn Chrome and also some other browser. So I fixed it. If it had just been Chrome, I would have just said, fuck you, Chrome. But when you made the image map for the Sea Monkey,
I think I used
Sea Monkey
the
castle.
Standard.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think the standard is upper left, lower right. You had specified the rectangles upper right, lower left, and that just made a couple different browsers choke on them. Excuse me. Foggy sends us a bunch of ideas that I'm not going to read out loud in case we decide to use them.
We haven't hung out with Foggy recently. Which
we haven't.
Sad.
We really should. In fact, I'm going to store these somewhere. Everybody likes listening to me type shit into our wiki. Johab says, can we have an eat again or eat multiple button/link? Yes, you can have it in your account menu. Mega Man Rock says, before I waste $50 on your valuable time, I have a quick question. I want a custom avatar of Mega Man, KOL style. Is this against the rules, and would you consider it? Well, is it something that there is already art in KOL for? No. So is it against the rules? Yes. Better question is, can any of our players read?
Just because the guidelines are very explicit doesn't mean that
anybody can read. Let's see. You know, the thing that makes me the happiest about being on the Adam Carolla podcast was that within the first like 10 seconds I was able to talk about having sex with high school girls. Just set me right up. So my personality is consistent across multiple podcasts. I've learned that. What are you doing?
I'm looking
instead of paying attention.
The image map syntax. And you're having sex with high school girls, so whatever.
Let's see. Ziggy Zagnut says, hey guys, have you seen the new Guy Ritchie movie, Rock and Rolla? It's sweet. I have not seen it. Madame Defarge says, when will Hot Stuff release his trophy number 68 puzzle?
I have a puzzle that I could potentially release. I'm just wondering whether I should make multiple layers to the puzzle beyond what I already have. I kind of would like to, so that it's more involved.
Yeah.
Because once the hint that the puzzle resolves to is discovered, it's not going to be too long before the trophy is found.
It is just astonishing to me that no one has found it.
It doesn't surprise me, I guess. It's just not as interesting as people are thinking it probably is, you know?
Yeah. Romo Row was really, really piling it on. I love you, Jake. You rock my freaking socks. Love you, KOL. Love you too, Mom and Pa and Sister James and Brother Lisa. Love you all. Woo! Rock this world. Love Romo Row. Romo Row's pretty serious about that. Lope says, could you make it possible to combine leftovers of Indeterminate Origin and Flat Dough to make a brunch burrito? What would be in a brunch burrito?
I don't know. What were the coordinates that I used versus what you used?
I think you did upper right, lower left.
Huh.
I fixed it by swapping the first and third numbers, so...
It is upper left, lower right.
Yeah, so I think you did it wrong.
Huh.
Did you do this by hand, or did you...
I did it by hand.
Because I figured with your crazy Photoshop skills, there was probably just a way for you to draw some rectangles and then have it automatically generate an image map for you.
There is.
Probably wouldn't be worth it for just four squares.
I didn't let it slice the images for me, because I cut everything up. To make it sort of maximally efficient, some things only had like 8 frames, while some things had a ton of other frames.
Okay. You probably didn't cut it up the way that I would have cut it up.
Probably not. Well, because it was a little more complicated than a bunch of other stuff because of the bubbles.
Mamph the Maladjusted says, we've had so much amazing new content lately, thanks so much, but when is blah, 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 blah. Not going to read that.
This is a lot of unread stuff.
Well, I'm skimming. I'm not really skimming. I'm reading everything. A lot of this was, I feel like I read after our...
could skip through to the questions that were after the Scully show. You know, if you wanted to.
I remember not getting to this MCRT plug for Nerdapalooza.
Right. It's too late, though, right?
But, I mean, it depends. Oxymoron 92993 says, do you guys ever hear anything from Apple about the chat app that Zeno submitted? It was actually C.D. Moyer that submitted a chat app. I don't know what happened with that.
I'm guessing that it just didn't happen or something, you know? Because maybe he didn't actually submit it or something.
Thanks to Hot Stuff's machinations and Fit Throwings, Asymmetric is now an official Apple developer.
iPhone developer.
Oh, iPhone developer.
Apple iPhone developer. iPhone Apple developer.
The Apple of your iPhone.
Yeah, we can turn your iPhones into apples now. If you want it golden delicious, ask. If you want it... Is golden delicious even a kind of apple?
I think so.
There's red delicious and there's... Red delicious are terrible apples.
I feel like they were selected entirely based on how big and hardy. Red they were.
And hardy.
Really?
Yeah, they're pretty hardy. They, like, can survive for weeks or months on the shelf.
I like Fuji apples.
Fuji are okay. Gala's pretty good. I like Gala. Pink Lady are very tasty.
Cybercat2 says, question! Did the new item for VIP room from Hobopolis come out yet? No. That's another thing where we know what it does. It's going to be trivial to implement. It's just figuring out how it drops. Figuring out how to make it drop in a way that doesn't give everybody all crying about the rich get richer and the poor still poor.
Um,
Cybercat2 says, hey, happy late birthday. Pixie Stick says, why isn't there a lead-filled snowshoe available for seal clubbers? It would make a great Zappa reference and an okay weapon. I don't know that I've ever heard a Frank Zappa song that I liked. Huh. There might be some. I like the idea of Frank Zappa, but I don't think that I like him, music-wise. First Boy on the Moon says, I was in the grocery store the other day and saw that they were selling 8-packs of soda. I couldn't help but think of you guys. That's pretty funny.
There are 8 sodas in my 6-pack.
The Doominator says, can you guys suggest any good iPhone apps? I just got one and I only have like a page and a half. Did we do this?
We did not.
I use the ones that I use the most often are Wikipanion, which is just a Wikipedia front end.
Yeah.
And
the Google app, I wish it wouldn't actually launch your web browser. That's the only problem. I wish it had a built-in browser that was separate.
I'm trying to think. Like, as far as like utility stuff, there's not a lot.
Air sharing, I use pretty regularly.
Air sharing a lot. That was good back when it was free.
Yeah.
Isn't it like $8 now?
It might be.
Kinda, it lets you use your iPhone as a hard drive, which is nice.
There are other apps that do it. Air sharing does it really well.
Are there other apps that do it for free?
There might be. The New York Times app is really good. It's gotten just consistently better over time. Pandora is good. Slacker is another. Those are both sort of internet radio that you can use. You can sort of define a station, which are kind of nice. I guess people use those services on the web.
Mostly just play games and listen to podcasts.
Yeah, I mean,
that's what I would say. That and using the web browser is what I'm doing 90% of the time that I use my phone. 1% of the time I'm actually talking to someone on the phone, and the other 9% I'm using Wikipanion.
I've used the MotionX GPS thing pretty heavily for different projects, like trying to keep an accurate map of backpacking, which didn't work so well. I've used it for like measuring distances of when riding my bike and stuff.
Yeah, I've used it to determine how fast I was going when I rode my bike.
Speed's pretty decent. And then also doing it for geocaching, which is kind of nice. I mean, a lot of AccuWeather is about 1,000 times better than the built-in weather app, if you ever use the weather app.
I just never, ever care about the weather.
I mean, I care every day that I'm riding my bike.
Really?
Yeah. If I don't want to bike in the rain, I don't, you know, I want to know what.
But, I mean, does it tell you when it's going to fucking rain?
Yes.
Like, really, it gives you more information than just, like, looking at the sky?
Yes.
I don't believe you.
Yeah, I mean, it tells you, like, in the next 8 hours, it tells you what hour it will rain.
I don't believe you.
Okay.
Yeah.
AccuWeather is really, really good. What other stuff is there? Shazam, pretty useful for determining what song is playing in the bar when you're like, what song is this?
It's true. That does actually work most of the time.
Yeah. If I actually had my phone in front of me, it'd just be a lot easier.
Yeah, you don't.
I'm just trying to do this by memory.
I'm stacking up some songs for our, what do you call it?
Break. Music break.
Yeah.
So you'd be able to tell what songs they were if you had Shazam installed.
That's true. Oh, boy. All right. We'll see you in a few minutes, kids.
All right.
Do you ever walk alone?
Do you ever walk alone?
Like a drifter in the dark.
Like a drifter in the dark.
Seeking out what isn't there.
Seeking out what isn't there.
Looking only for a spark from a girl who's all alone.
From a girl who's all alone.
Maybe she's a drifting too.
Maybe she's a drifting too.
Like a shadow in the night.
Like a shadow in the night.
Waiting just to meet with you, and then perhaps in love you'll stay.
Perhaps in love you'll stay.
Or fall and go your separate ways.
Fall and go your separate ways.
Still searching for a spark.
Still searching for spark.
Like a drifter in the dark. Doot and doot, doot, doot and doot.
Da 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 da.
Doot and doot, doot, doot and doot. do do da 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 da. Do you ever walk alone?
Do you ever walk alone?
Like a drifter in the dark.
Like a drifter in the dark.
Seeking out what isn't there.
Seeking out what isn't there.
Looking only for a spark.
Like a drifter in the dark. Like a drifter in the dark. Like a drifter in the dark. Like a drifter in the dark.
Waving? Whoops. Hey.
Huevos?
Waving?
Huevos.
Waving?
Huevos.
Huevos.
What?
Con dick and el wind. How do you say wind in Spanish?
I don't know.
How do you say wood in Spanish? How do you say Steve Winwood in Spanish?
Now you lost me. Which kind of wood?
Razorbell says, has Heartbreakers Hotel fallen into the void of design because of all the work being done on the sea, the slime tube, etc.? I just got to take the fucking sign down. Heartbreakers, I just leave it. It was there.
In case we needed
it. In case we needed it, and we didn't. So,
yeah.
You know, it just says opening soon is the problem. So a lot of people see it.
I see. Yeah,
we got to stop doing shit like that. ACM says, thoughts on Flux. I think it's fun as a time passer. My spouse and I have found it critical during some long airport waits, but I agree that it's not for anybody in a strategy mindset or any serious gamer. Two players allows for full appreciation of the randomness without the experience of the game being over before you get a second turn, as can happen in a large game. Plus, you can retain some grip on strategy, even if it might fall to bits in a flash. Yeah. You know. It's that whole philosophy about, you know, They're talking about feedback loops in our game design course, right? So, mm-hmm. You know, the blue shell. The blue shell is meant to fuck over the guy in the lead to make the game more fun, right? That isn't fun. That's just a game you can't be good at when the computer starts doing it to you. You know?
Handicaps are parts of lots and lots of games.
Like golf, which you love so much?
Lots and lots of games, right?
Like what?
There are all kinds of, like, chess, for example. You can play multiple games against, you know, you get, like, one person could be playing multiple games against a bunch of people or whatever, right? That's a way to handicap them. They can play blindfolded.
I'm not arguing that it isn't possible to handicap yourself at any game.
Right.
I'm just arguing that Mario Party sucks. Huge, dripping...
Isn't it Mario Kart?
No, I'm talking about Mario Party now.
What is Mario Party? Oh, you just changed the subject to Mario Party.
Yeah, crazy random. Same kind of shit. They're like, we should make this game fun by making it so it's impossible to be good at.
Did you ever play the, like, Rayman Rabbit party games?
Raving Rabbids, yeah.
Like?
I don't think I played any of the multiplayer. I just did all the minigame stuff. Because didn't you have to go through all the minigames to unlock all the party mode stuff?
There was, like, a party mode game. There was a party game, like a totally separate one. I think, I don't know if you've ever played it.
Was there some sort of two-party system?
No.
Could you have a two-system party if you had multiple Wiis?
I'm sure you could.
What if you had Wheezy from the Jeffersons?
Yeah.
PizzaKiller55 says, I was just wondering, how do you feel about the new Harry Potter movie being PG? I think it's nice so younger kids can watch it. I don't...
Why would they go for a younger audience as the movies get... darker in theme? That seems,
yeah,
that seems back-ass words.
And I don't know. I lost interest in the series of books after the fourth one, and I have not seen any movies after the fourth one, because the fourth movie was pretty bad.
Did you not read the rest of the series?
I read them, yeah.
Oh, okay. You just didn't care.
I read them, I just didn't care.
You just read them, yeah, with disdain.
I didn't read them with disdain. I just read them, you know... When the sixth one came out, I did not remember anything that happened in the fifth one. When the seventh one came out, I didn't remember anything that happened in the sixth one. And now I don't remember anything that happened in the seventh one.
I would always forget what happened beforehand, but it wasn't that I didn't care. It's just my memory sucks.
LOTE says, hey, how about making it so we don't have to use the diary each time anymore? It's just so having it means you know the password and such. Yeah, inch mile. How about if we make it so you don't have to have the Dolphin King's map to get his treasure?
Click on anything to play the game. Yeah.
Tiny Plastic Spate says a potential logic for not displaying stomach and spleen is that you cannot overeat or overspleen. Yeah. The younger one says, hi, Jick, why is it that most of the items in KOL are disgusting? The baboon milk is apparently absolutely disgusting. Same with the oily golden mushroom. Why is this? Well, just a lot of disgusting stuff. I don't know that saying 2 out of 4,500 items are disgusting means that most of the items in KOL are disgusting. And it says, who is currently running /started asymmetric.net? Because the only contact is El Perezoso at asymmetric.net. Well, that's me, kids.
Jick is not his real name.
Yeah. Linguini Lad says, on an older show, you guys talked a little bit about how the tutorial shouldn't have a Twitter. Well, guess who has one now? Stuffed Hodgman. Twitter.com/Stuffed Hodgman. That's actually pretty funny. Somebody is pulling the string on their Stuffed Hodgman, apparently, every once in a while and posting what he says. Grog says, Slimeling can steal shirts despite having no torso awareness bug. Yeah, which I believe has been fixed. He was not supposed to be stealing anything with conditionals, and now he does not, I believe. He was also able to steal shit that you had previously pickpocketed, which I've sent that to CDMR to fix.
Huh.
The Slimeling actually uses an entirely novel mechanic for a familiar.
That's cool.
It's not, you know, crazy different.
But he likes to read a novel between each turn.
He does. Captain Spam says, if changing monster level mid-combat does nothing to stats or slimes, what's the use of the memory of an AT base pair? Well, it's...
There is a use for it.
Yeah, there is a use for it.
There's also a use for another base pair that might seem like it does nothing.
Yeah. Do you feel like it would be a spoiler to say which one?
The initiative.
The initiative one. Chilled says, the kingdom needs more custard-based monsters and item drops. Enough said. What could we do with a... What kind of flan could we do? What kind of pun on a flan?
I'm trying to think of a... It seems like it's ripe for a just some palindrome. But
flan. N. Alf. Flan.
Yeah.
A flan. We could do a flan alf. Just a custard alien who eats cats.
Yeah.
See, this is how the magic happens, kids. Mega Man Rock says, I just defeated the Naughty Sorceress and now I'm out of hardcore. My clanmates wanted to know if it was now okay for me to play with my moist sack. They wanted your approval. You can play with whoever moist sack you want. We're probably getting into stuff that Scully got into. Blarga says, I say, Jick, get on Metroplexity and let me into your gang. And while you're at it, teach me how not to suck at the game. Just keep playing. You won't suck anymore. Metroplexity rules. Somebody earlier asked me what I thought of Rota Hall Muffins. I played Rota Hall Muffins for a while, and they just didn't update it for like 6 months. So like I stopped going back.
Huh.
Dark Grey Cat says, please let the game remember that I want to slash Listen Hobopolis and Slime Tube when I switch clans, even if I temporarily join a clan with no dungeons. I thought that was fixed.
I thought CDMR did fix it. He might not have pushed it.
No. Yeah. Anyway, that's definitely on the list of shit that is supposed to be fixed. Happy Dance says, were Brimstone slash Plexi slash Stainless Steel outfits in the making before, or did I imagine that? Yeah, I just have to draw tattoos, and Hot Stuff has to animate them.
The tattoos?
Yeah.
Animated tattoos.
Yeah.
Fine.
What?
It's just that the avatars have been done for 2 years? Or something? If I wave my hands in the air, it seems less. Mm-hmm. It seems more important.
We could just put in the tattoos and just have them be like a meat stack. People love that. RDFM says, you know, you guys like to make fun of Judge Dredd, the movie, here and there, but I'll tell you, it was way better than Dredged Judd, where Judd Nelson, Ashley Judd, and Judd Hirsch are tossed into public waterways and contestants compete to recover their bodies for cash and prizes. Oh, and Jig. This is the last one, I promise. When a spear gun is all covered in slime like that, there's a real danger of it going off half-cocked. Ha! Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Dev was all in love with the David Caruso from whatever show joke where you start a sentence and then in the middle of it you take off your sunglasses and then you finish it with some sort of, you know, clever one-liner. Shifty Steve says, hey, has a naked run been done? Because I'm thinking about trying one. Only level 1 to 10 and only combat adventures, as I'm fairly sure. Shit. The only way to get around the outfit needs. That's the only way to get around the outfit needs. Unless there's some secret way to do the 11 and 12 quests naked. Yeah, see, that's the kind of thing that probably isn't going to work. That kid did the teleportitis run, and now everybody's all like,
everybody wants to do something.
Yeah.
The blind teleportitis run.
And they're just not, yeah. Stunts
are cool in moderation and when you've got a good idea. Doing them just...
Yeah, that's the thing. Stunts are cool when they are a good idea, right? Like, I feel like there are a tremendous number of, like, derivative stunt runs going on right now. And, yeah. You know, no offense, Shifty Steve. No offense to anybody who's doing other runs like that. But like
people
you
have said as much in the threads that people start.
Yeah, they have. I mean, you know, I'm probably not going to give anybody any nods in item descriptions for any stunt runs that are going on right now, because I don't know about them. Right. So, but yeah. Oh boy. Also, does the random interrupting music in the old podcast that seems to happen, quote, by mistake, regularly hint to anything, or was it purely mistakes and I'm being paranoid? No. Every time Scully went to a webpage that had some sound playing, that was actually a subtle hint towards one of the undiscovered trophies.
That's just not nice.
Mecha says, can you turn off quest item status on the Black Kitty? Thanks. I don't know why you would want that.
Yeah, I don't get that.
I mean, do you want them to be tradable? Do you want one to? You want one in your display case because you have familiar hatchlings in your display case. That's what you want.
Yeah.
Cubs Maniac says, would it be possible to implement a mall history? For example, instead of what was bought somewhere, there could be a list of what you bought in the last 24 hours. Yeah.
It would also be nice if the mall history was not purged so quickly.
Yeah, it's just rough, you know.
Yeah, no, I mean
adds time to roll over, adds size to the backup, adds
of course
crazy shit. Out of Practice says, display case interface update, this is like the Stone Age, man. Yeah. Kimbo Clown says, Coke or Pepsi? Coke forever.
I'm guessing that a lot of these are probably,
if you don't like Coke, you suck.
A lot of these have been answered,
sure, but not by us. Giuseppe says, favorite horror movie of all time? A lot of people asking about horror movies. I think they must have been talking about that on there. Was the 13th Monday?
Yeah.
Yes, it was. What's your favorite horror movie?
Well, that's a good question. Like, I liked Sixth Sense, but that wasn't really a horror movie. The Ring was probably the best one that I've seen in recent memory.
Really?
Yeah, because I saw it under good... I feel like a lot of the things that make horror movies good is like the situation under which you see them. There were like 8 of us curled around like a tiny TV watching it like at 4 in the morning one night, and a bunch of girls that were screaming a lot whenever something scary would happen. It made it much scarier.
Did you have a hole in the bottom of your popcorn with your penis through it?
I didn't.
Yeah.
But I should have.
I kind of got to say Nightmare on Elm Street 1.
I mean, that was the one that I saw. That was the first horror movie I ever saw as a kid, and it freaked me right the fuck out.
I was fucking I was terrified for years.
For months, I couldn't sleep sort of well. And every now and then, I'd still get freaked out.
I think I've actually told this little anecdote on the radio. I went and saw Predator with my parents. Uh-huh. I was freaked out. You know, it was a monster movie. I was scared. I remember as we were driving home, I mean, we kind of lived out in the forest, basically. And he was like, what do you think, Zach? I think he's out there.
Oh, God.
I'm like, you know, I wasn't worried about him last night. And he was like, good point. And I was like, sort of when I stopped being genuinely scared of at least the first time I thought about it enough to realize that it didn't make any sense to be scared of that
just,
kind of thing.
You just gave away the secret to defeating like all fear-mongering media.
Yeah.
You know, I wasn't worried about mercury in my fish yesterday.
Yeah, I wasn't worried about the swine flu yesterday.
Which, you know, you'll notice has not been in the news recently.
Yeah, it has.
Swine flu?
I see it every time I look at the news. Every time I look at Google News, I see something about swine flu. Like, a couple days ago, there was like, if you're obese, swine flu is going to kill your ass. So I feel like there's been people dying every day from it. But it's same shit, right? It's just sick people. It's people who would have been dying of...
I mean, people die of the flu.
The regular, the regular, you know, whatever. Duck flu or whatever.
I mean, it's not in the top 3 stories in the health section on Google News.
Oh, okay.
That's funny. I just saw this picture for this, like, actress that I was sort of scrolling by, and my first thought that it was a picture of Michael Jackson. Yeah. This is some white woman.
It's weird how, like, at the newsstand now, every man, like, there is still a delay in print media that surprises me, right? Every magazine on every newsstand has got Michael Jackson on the cover now, right? And I'm like, that shit is old news. The internet has burned me out on...
Well, it's not... I mean, they're trying to come up with new stories about Michael Jackson because they're trying to capitalize on his popularity as long as they can, right? Right. They are just trying to sell more issues.
Yeah. Would you buy a magazine about
anything?
Anything?
Yeah. I mean, I subscribe to National Geographic. That's about
it. No, so do I. But I mean, what I'm saying is, would you walk into a newsstand? Would you at a convenience store? Would you just see, oh, there's a celebrity that I'm interested in on the front of this magazine? I'll bet they know something that the internet doesn't, and buy that magazine.
There have been one or two magazines that have had, like, I've been like, huh, like an interview with so-and-so, and then I'll look, pick it up, and I'll kind of flip through and be like, oh, that's kind of interesting, and I would probably buy those. You know, if the New Yorker were at the news, like, were at the checkout stand, and, like, its cover was not, like, just some sort of classy art, was actually, like, a list of the articles inside, I might actually buy something there.
We had this discussion before, like, I would subscribe to the New Yorker, but I'm afraid somebody would find out that I subscribe to the New Yorker.
Yeah. What I kind of want is, now that the iPhone has sort of an easy subscription model, I want the New Yorker on my iPhone, because I would totally read that.
Yeah, so would I. No, I would probably read just an article a night before I went to bed, on the phone, like, and... So every article that I've ever read that was linked to from the New Yorker has been really good.
Yeah, there even stuff that just you would not expect to be interesting because it's just a subject that you either knew nothing about or don't care about actively, they still manage to make it interesting.
You know, like there was a Malcolm Gladwell writes about sports a lot and still manages to make it fairly compelling.
Like, that's very much like David Foster Wallace. Like, he just wrote a bunch about, like, basketball and tennis.
Right.
And they were all really interesting, even though I don't really care at all about tennis.
Do you care about suicide?
I'm sad that he died.
Are you sad that you're flying?
I am sad that I'm flying.
Yet again, Fruitian is asking, why is it that after tickling / squeezing in the slime tube, it still gives you the choice of enter over and over, even though you can't do it again? Be cool if there were some clever mechanism for re-enabling a tickle / squeeze. That would totally probably change. That would probably totally change the balance, though. So what do I know? Yeah, that'd be a bad idea. Everything in there. In the slime tube, more than most things that we've done, all of the numbers were very carefully chosen for everything.
It's like a day and a half or 2 days of math, basically.
Yep. Hot stuff, Mr. Math. Remember Mr. Math?
Mathnifico.
Did you ever have Mr. Mouth?
Mr. Mouth.
Yeah. It was this game. I think it might have been made by the same people that made Hungry Hungry Hippos. It was a thing that looked like Pac-Man in the middle. And it would move around, and it was on this... It had this, like, irregular sort of wheel underneath it that, as it spun around, sometimes the mouth would open towards you, and sometimes it wouldn't, maybe. Or maybe it opened every time it pointed towards one of the players. But the player had this little hand where he would flip... It was like a catapult that you would flip little tokens into the mouth of your color, and then at the end, whoever had the most tokens in its mouth won.
Huh.
That was a cool little, you know... It was a game that required an electric motor, unlike Hungry Hungry Hippos. Hungry Hungry Hippos was a durable motherfucking piece of hardware.
It was.
It was a toy for little kids that you're supposed to just pound on it as hard as you can. Like, that's
weird.
Pretty amazing.
I'm surprised that there weren't more Hungry Hungry Hippos-related injuries, because you could sometimes get one of those marbles to fly, like, off really sort of sharply.
I feel like I know a story about one getting lodged in a kid's nose that way or something, but I could be making that up.
Because I feel like there probably were tons of marbles in kids' eyes and stuff. And, you know, I don't remember any lawsuits. Then again, I wasn't reading newspapers when I was a kid, so who knows?
Are you reading newspapers now?
I mean, I read news on Google.
Stupid
news
lawsuits.
Aggregators.
Do you read how Tolkien's estate is suing the movie studio for money?
Which studio?
Whoever made Lord of the Rings, right? And who the studio that owns the studio that's doing The Hobbit, right? Because they, I guess it's from a lot of this I know from /.comments, right? So who knows if it's real? It's kind of the same thing they did to Peter Jackson, right? Where they do the sort of like Hollywood accounting thing where they say, okay, so you get a percentage of the net profits, and then they do things such that there are no net profits.
Huh. No, I didn't know.
Right. And so I guess Peter Jackson had to sue Time Warner
to get paid
for directing those movies, which, you know, is kind of horseshit, right?
Yeah.
Like, how the fuck does that happen? And so, I guess, I mean, it potentially could halt production on the Hobbit movies. Why are they making two movies? of The Hobbit.
They're splitting into two parts?
Yeah.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Huh. To make more money, is my guess.
Yeah, but, man.
Because, you know, the animated one is 2 hours long, and I feel like told the story pretty well. So, I don't know what they need to do. What they feel like they need to do.
Yeah. Fnordis Cord says, could you be a little less professional, please? Thanks. Must have been talking to Scully. Must have been talking to Scully, because I'm at the very lowest threshold of possible professionality, so they couldn't possibly want me to be any less professional. Casey Wiederman says, I'm doing a wiki list run and I find I'm having a lot more fun with it. How do you feel about the Nintendo Power age of games in which play is dictated by limitless information? It is kind of weird thinking about how games are designed now versus how they are in the past. I kind of like this better. I like now better than I liked. Like when I was a kid, most of the adventure games I played until I got stuck, and then that's all I ever saw. You know, and it's frustrating.
I mean, I definitely remember looking at Nintendo Power for some of the really like expansive map games and being like, okay, this is where I need to go next.
Yeah.
So there definitely have been interactive fiction games that I've just stopped because I was like, I don't know what to do. And I just didn't have the patience to figure it out or even to look up spoilers or whatever. Yeah. I think it's also okay to have games that you don't finish.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, I finish barely any of the games that I play, you know, but when I was a kid and wasn't playing that many games, although it didn't seem to bother me, you know?
Yeah.
It like thinking about that now, it's like, fuck, man. Like, you know, all of the Sierra games that I only saw the first third of
It was like shocking to me that you had never seen the end of Star Control 2. Not that it's like a huge deal or whatever, but you'd never actually played it through. Like, you'd like...
Yeah, I mean, I always got bored with the just aimless wandering in search of minerals, right? Like, because that's just not fun.
And that...
You had a map.
I had a map.
You had a map that gave the locations of the mineral-rich worlds, which I probably would have beaten it on my first playthrough. No, I probably wouldn't have beaten it on my first playthrough. I also am so fucking terrible at the combat. I had a version where the cyborg could not beat the fucking probe. And so you're just fucked. Because you cannot make it through the game without fighting at least one of those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whereas I played it so neurotically that I played with the siren and just would empty out the ship except for one or two people and then keep playing until I'd filled up the ship and then destroy it so that I had as many crew as possible. Because they freaked me out at the very beginning of the game. They're like, you can refill some crew here, but there's not very many of them, so don't mm-hmm. get used to it or whatever.
Once you get the Shofixti, they're basically free.
Yeah, but...
They cut the cost down, and I don't think there really is a limit, right?
Yeah, but they don't... Yeah, I don't know. They just put the fear of God in me early on, and then I just...
Well, you were a benevolent leader, you know?
Yeah.
You didn't want to leave any man behind. And if that meant recruiting a bunch of Mycons,
yeah.
then so be it. However the fuck that worked.
Exactly. I don't even know.
Mycons are spooky.
A lot of the races were kind of spooky, even some of the ones that were benevolent, you know? That was just... The flavor in that game was so powerful.
Taste the rainbow.
Exactly.
I have the first issue of Nintendo Power. I was a member of the Nintendo Fun Club. I got some of those newsletters, right? And if you were a member of the Nintendo Fun Club, they sent you the first issue of Nintendo Power for free, and I totally subscribed. I was like, hey, mom, you gotta write a check, mom, your checkbook, mom, I gotta have this.
I don't think I was a member of Nintendo Fun Club, but my friend was, and he definitely got that.
What sucks as far as like me having valuable things left from my childhood is that I used the shit out of stuff when I was a kid, so...
Like, you used it for toilet paper because you were poor.
And also, the first issue of Nintendo Power came with half of the cover ripped off in the mailbox. So, like...
So much for that collector's item.
Yeah. No, I played the shit out of with all of my Star Wars toys, you know? So, they're beat to hell and a lot of guns missing and, you know, a lot of stuff probably got vacuumed up and then burned in the trash barrel.
You guys burned up here.
Yeah, everybody burned their trash where I grew
up. But you'd, like, burn your vacuum cleaner bags.
Yeah, that seems, yeah, just like a lot of burning hair. I can't imagine what else we would have done with them. Yeah. Wow, God, that is gross.
We lived out in the country when I was like a little kid. We had to take our trash to the dump, which was like, you know, 40 or 50 miles away or whatever. So it was like a big deal.
Yeah. We had to take big stuff to the dump or stuff that wouldn't burn. All the metal trash.
We had like all kinds of like country issues. Like we had a, we lived far enough off the road that if it rained really bad, we had to like grade our own driveway because it would just become impassable by normal cars. So we actually had a Jeep, like a thing that we put behind it to like fill in ravines.
Crazy. Did you did you have problems every time you tried to listen to Out of Time on your old antique record player where you would get country feedback?
Wow.
Get it, because country feedback is a song on Out of Time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I had a record player. I lived there before Out of Time came out.
Oh, okay.
So it would, if I had had it, it would have been out of time.
That was the same trash barrel that my dad burned all the confiscated marijuana plants in.
Wow. Did you like hang out back there?
No, I was a kid. Like, no, I mean, his buddies were all joking about hanging out back there, but I don't think they actually... That would be fucking dangerous. Like, just burning a 55-gallon drum full of pot plants, like...
Huh.
A whole truckload. I remember, like, Dad's truck just piled with bales of pot plants.
That's just what you do with them, I guess?
Like, yeah. I mean...
You gotta get rid of them somehow?
Yeah.
Huh.
I mean, they probably kept some of it for the, like, undercover guy to sell.
Huh.
They did some of that. Although, you know, I don't feel like my dad spent a lot of time going after potheads.
Below his radar.
Yeah. The champion says, do you guys still have that Batman class idea from a while back still in mind, or have you ultimately decided against it? I still like the idea. Still looking. Fnordis Cord says, guys, please, here's a possible topic. Stem cell injections into boobs increase cup size by one every treatment. I don't believe that.
Wait, what?
Mega Man Rock says, is there anything else the Slime Familiar does that we don't know? How did it get nerfed? And can you please punish Hot Stuff for making you nerf it, Jake? It didn't get... Well, the nerf was in the things that turn into slime stacks, right? We turned the nerf into a feature because those were too easy. It ended up being too cheap of a source of MP and would have then become hardcore optimal.
Would have become Ascension optimal.
Super Ascension relevant.
Yeah.
Avangion Q says, I'm hearing rumors in chat channels that Grandma's next season will have an underwater fairy type, a sea monkey, as a quest reward. Can you comment? There will definitely be one. I don't know that it's in. The next rollout is going to be the rest of the underwater stuff. Not doing a zone at a time anymore because I've learned my lesson on that. Got an idea for something after that where we can finally do a zone at a time. It'll be great. It'll be fun. We can just do whatever we want in there and it'll be enjoyable. And I'll be looking forward to coming to work every day, not dreading working on the project. I remember a couple minutes ago when I was full of optimism. Dear Sire says, would it be possible to move the attack button down slightly after clicking show old combat form? During lag, this leads to accidental attacks due to unintentional double clicks. Lag should not affect
that is
the responsive.
Totally
that's like
on
a
your client side.
Browser responsiveness issue. Like... Yeah,
that is all done. The form is already loaded by the time you see that.
Yeah, it's just JavaScript making it visible. So yeah, I don't think that there's anything that we can do about that. Why do you need to show the old combat form? If combat action bar works, why do you need to show the old? I hate that link is there. I hate it. That I almost called off the combat action bar because of that link because I fucking hate it. But the problem is you could turn on the combat action bar in a browser that didn't support it,
right.
And then you'd be stuck in a fight. So it needed that goddamn ugly show old combat form link. Hate it. I hate it. I seriously, fucking hate it.
Wow.
Do you know how I feel about it? Hot stuff?
I think you're a fan. That's what I'm getting.
Yeah. Blah, blah, blah. TT Boyardee says, how difficult would it be to give all the moldable items of the month a repackage option and only allow packaged moldables in the mall just to make finding them easier? You know, theoretically, that does make finding them easier, but only if it's like that from the beginning, right? Yeah. Like, people are not... I know that people want to be able to just search and see the cheapest one without having to search for five items. But realistically, how often do you need to search? You know, how many times are you going to buy one of those? How often do you need to do that search? It would involve a lot of frustrating jiggery, too, where it was like, we got to take all the ones that are in the mall and move them out.
You don't have to.
Mall, and you could
leave them in their legacy style.
Yeah. But that doesn't solve the problem. And then, plus, anytime we do something that you, like, leave something behind and you think, oh, well, that'll take care of itself eventually. No, it won't take care of itself eventually. It's going to become a fucking status symbol because that's how people act.
Yeah, but that's...
Right? So...
There's something cool to be said for that, too.
Yeah. Hoover says, is the traveling trader coming back or were you lying to us all back in Q1? I was lying to you all the time.
He's been back 4 times. People just missed him. That's the weird thing.
Lazarus says, surely folks have suggested making the rusty bone saw an equipable weapon. Lots of interesting uses around the kingdom, including, of course, sliming it. Has it been considered? No, it's a combat item, man. Fook123 says, I just had the best dream ever. I was a D&D monk with 4 other adventurers. We went on a crazy vivid dungeon crawl, and I knocked out 10 dudes in one fight. Woo! What's the best dream you've ever had? I dreamed that I had a computer with boobs.
Really?
Yeah, it was weird.
Like
it was like a Power Mac. It was like a silver Power Mac, and it had this tray that slid out of the bottom that looked like another keyboard and had a touchpad and stuff on it. But then it had these two things that flipped open and had these like inflatable boobs. And I was like, "What the fuck?"
But you could sit there and like,
yeah, no, they were like they started. I'm like, I flipped it over. I'm like, "Wow, those boobs suck." And then they like inflated to like match some boobs that were on the screen. So I'm like, oh, I get it, right? Because it can be like any kind of boobs, like whatever boobs you want to look at. This has right. Some that you can like touch, right? This is the best. I think I've had $1 billion idea. Hot stuff. How hard do you think it would be to make this happen? So it is possible that the best dream I have ever had was that dream from yesterday.
Was that yesterday?
Yeah, it was yesterday.
Wow.
I can still just totally see it. I can just see this. It was like these two little plastic
I think
doors
there are
that swiveled around.
Devices similar to that. I mean, there's definitely like, you know, remote operated dildos and stuff like that you can be like have virtual sex with somebody by
teledildonics.
Teledildonics.
Yeah. I don't know that there are actually any of those. The Kaiser says, Zombo's outfit gives plus 40% muscle and Frosty's gives plus 50%. Is that intentional or a mistake? I think it's probably intentional. I don't know. You'll have to ask Hot Stuff. He's the one that makes up all the numbers. I mean, calculates all the numbers. A Deadhead says, once you're falling down drunk, any equipped mood ring should display your mood as a color representing the drunk emotion.
That's kind of funny.
ACDR says, is there any way to reset custom outfit numbers? No. I wish that we could just make them not display anymore, but it's so handy for chat commands.
Haptics. Yeah, I mean, there are enough of these teledildonic devices that there's a category called blue dildonics, which is a sex toy controlled remotely by Bluetooth.
But that's not... Yeah, I don't know. I wonder if people, like, if the deaf, like if a deaf woman could attach one of those to a cell phone and actually have conversations with people where the sound was being transmitted to her by dildo.
Would she stick it in her ear?
Yeah. Of course.
Huh.
Because all of their other senses, they amplify, you know? Like, so maybe your sense of getting fucked becomes attuned enough that somebody can talk to you that way.
I see. I guess there is that whole sense of getting closer to someone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Why I have not gotten a MacArthur grant yet, I will never know.
No one will never
because know. It is almost as though I keep coming up with funky ass shit nearly every single day. Good enough ideas that I should get funding, man. I should get funding. Hey, does that say Hot Stuff's fake mustache? No. No, it doesn't, so get it off your friggin' lip.
I had a submarine on my lip. People ask.
It'd be pretty funny, though, if there was something on the table that said Hot Stuff's fake mustache, because what the fuck would that have been all about?
People asked if we would post the games that we made for this class somewhere. To see.
I'll post them in the game forum. I think anybody can read that.
Yeah, they can. I mean, they just have to find which ones are ours. I totally did not do.
Well, we didn't do the last one because we didn't do the last assignment because it required.
We've never had five people.
Yeah, you have to have four or five people to play this game because the assignment was to play test something, and like we were sort of the entire time that the assignment existed, we were either on the way to LA, in LA by ourselves doing something. We could have tried to get Adam and Donnie to play with us, but I don't think that would have worked.
That would have been terrible.
They were having nothing to do with our dorky asses.
Probably not.
There's no way we were going to hang out with them. We're nerds.
Yeah, but endearing nerds. Nerds.
Yeah, speak for yourself.
Nerds.
Let's see. We got like 15 minutes. RedMage13 says, I found out about a new Apples to Apples type game through the Something Awful forums recently. It's called Cards Against Humanity. Some of my favorite automatically generated ones from the site. War, what is it good for? And then maybe continues talking about that, but I do not see it. No. So, whoops. Jism Stick says, what is your current broadcasting setup? That's an awesome name, by the way. Current broadcasting setup is the same as our old-ass broadcasting setup, which is my laptop running SAM 3, a splitter with two headset mics. Oh my god, that's not going to work. I can't believe you assholes use headset mics and think that you can run those through a splitter. That totally won't work.
What are you talking about?
Ah, that prick in the forums. Us how our setup didn't work. It's not works. Very good, but it works.
But then the setup that we finally have at the office, which I haven't actually listened to see if they're better quality or not.
I haven't either. I have to imagine that they are to some extent. At least we finally got a mixing board and some condenser mics. Man, those the lavalier mics that they used on the Adam Carolla podcast, that was nice, man. Because it was just clipped to my shirt and I was just having a normal conversation and I think it comes through. And that's super handy.
Yeah.
And they're really small, too.
Yeah.
And they were wireless.
Yeah.
Yeah. Although the headsets were not wireless.
No.
Yeah. I don't know what that's all about. That must have been some stuff they had laying around.
I don't know.
They had the chair from The Man Show.
Was that the thing I sat in?
Yeah, it might have been. I don't know. The chair next to the couch in the studio was apparently the chair from The Man Show.
Huh.
Yeah.
What about the, really the Mexican about the wrestler mask on the...
I don't know what that was all about. Yeah.
That was weird.
I don't know whether... he had a Pac-Man console, or a Pac-Man cabinet, but it wasn't turned on.
Yeah.
That was the refrigerator from...
his kitchen.
Somebody's mom's house, yeah. Gannett Swift says, can you give Spectral Snapper a little love? I mean, no one expects it to be great, but it's downright pathetic when you compare it to Pasta or Saw spells with a similar cost, even more so when you consider that muscle classes have much less MP. Well, it's a muscle class skill.
Yeah.
You know? The whole changing classes and perming skills really fucks up our ability to do anything with classes and skills.
Eh. It's also our greatest strength.
Sure. But it's a double-edged sword of Damocles.
Hanging from
over both our head and our feet. Goldes says, add a pirate monster to Below Decks. That's not how it works.
I don't understand Shifty Steve's problem with the combat bar in Safari, because it works in Safari when I use it.
What's he saying?
Shifty Steve said, can you fix the combat bar so that it works in Safari? I'm not sure you can.
Oh, like just so that it works, period?
And the answer should be, your answer should be use a better browser, but it would be nice if you can fix it. The problem with the combat bar in Safari seems that it won't recognize key presses within the frame. To use it, I have to click on the frame and then press a key.
Hmm.
I have not had that problem, but I haven't I feel like when I'm playing the game, I'm often playing it in Firefox, so I don't know.
Fruitian says, Jake, you should listen to The Else. I'd pretty much felt the same way about recent They Might Be Giants as you do, but that album is really killer. Yeah, I'll have to track down a copy. I don't remember if I ever actually bought a physical copy of it. I could buy the CD and go down to Sam Goody, because I hear that Goody got it. I don't know if that's their ad campaign anymore at all. You know what Goody did got was a buy one, get one free on a lot of seasons of television, which was pretty handy. Although, what it ended up doing was convincing me to spend three times as much money as I walked in there intending to spend. I went in to get the third season of Weeds, and the fourth season if it was available, and I walked out with the third and fourth seasons of Weeds and the entire run of Arrested Development, because season three of Weeds was buy one, get one free, but season four was not, but season one of Arrested Development was. So I got those two for the price of one, and then ended up paying full price for all of the rest of the seasons of those shows.
That's kind of funny.
Maybe that's what they were trying to make happen.
Yeah.
I could have just waited. Probably would have been a lot cheaper. You know, I think it would not actually have been cheaper to get the stuff on Amazon. But
probably would have.
You think?
Yeah.
I don't know. I ended up paying $100 for all of Arrested Development and seasons 3 and 4 of Weeds. Curious how much that would cost on Amazon.
I can find out for you.
Mr. Jiffy also says, please let it save my karma when I whitelist out and back in. Seriously, people move around between clans. It saves the rank. Why not the karma?
Season 4 of Weeds is $14.
Ah, seriously?
Season 3 of Weeds is $14.
Huh.
So that's $28 for the two of them.
Well, that's crazy cheap.
Yeah.
Why is that so crazy cheap?
Don't know. They're both new. Complete series of Arrested Development is $82, though.
Okay.
But you can get season 1 for $19, so I don't know why it costs. You can get all three separate seasons for less than $20 each, so.
Huh. So slightly less than I paid.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah. Is the complete season or complete series in like a nice box set? Does it come with a banana?
It might come with a banana. Like a frozen banana?
Yeah. Or like a banana. Every fucking thing in Legoland had bananas in it.
Yeah, that
the
was
pirates
weird.
Were eating bananas. There was like a cop and he had a banana in his holster. There was a dog fishing a banana out of a cooler.
What is it with the bananas at Legoland? What's the story there?
I don't know, but that shit is bananas. Let's see. Jose Cuervo says, could the Knob Coffee be made cocktail craftable with the White Canadian, White Zenadian, and White Hyborian so that we could get the black versions? I don't really think that's how that works, though. You don't take a white Russian and pour coffee in it to get a black Russian. I think that would be kind of gross. What is in a white... A white Russian is like milk, Kahlua, and vodka?
I think so.
Why is that Russian? I guess because the vodka?
The vodka, yeah.
Black Russian is coffee, Kahlua, and vodka?
I don't know.
Let's see.
Huh. There are at least a handful of people that have done scavenger hunts at Legoland to find a bunch of bananas there.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, they had to come back with pictures of the bananas, or they had to steal them?
I assume pictures. I don't know.
Maybe it's just an in-joke. It'd be cool to work at an amusement park like that. It'd be cool to, like, know somebody that worked at Disneyland. Any of our players that work at Disneyland, give us a call,
well,
and then
what
a tour.
Do you mean by worked at Disneyland? Like, just a regular...
No, like an Imagineer.
Oh, okay. I wouldn't have minded getting, like, a better tour of the, like, room where they actually build the models.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. Those weird vents that were there to evacuate the glue air.
Evacuate.
Stock market says, why does it say you last logged on 3 years ago? I don't know. Does it say that? I don't think it says that.
Oh, to Radio Bugbear.
Oh. Yeah, because Radio Bugbear last logged on 3 years ago. Casey Wiederman says, where's Riff? Riff's still in Phoenix. Pack215 says, hey Jake, do you plan on making more furniture available for the clan VIP room? Certainly. T-Coop says, I know it's an inch mile thing, but make don't have a grudge, don't hold a grudge, he means, into a single choice non-combat. It's not like you need to worry that missed classes will break the speed game anytime soon anyway. Yeah, but everything, every little bit is a little bit that starts as a grain of sand and falls down and knocks loose a bit of pebbles, and then the pebbles knocked loose some gravel, and the gravels knocked loose some rocks, and the rocks knocked loose some bigger rocks, and the bigger rocks knocked loose some boulders, and the boulders knocked loose continents.
And that's how plate tectonics happen.
Yeah. The more you know. sorry, running out of steam a little bit here. Kind of hungry, kind of tired, and we kind of got a concert to go to.
Yeah,
your
show.
The pretentious artist's wife's brother's cousin's uncle's former roommate's band is playing.
Black Carl.
let's see. Sean Clannery says, is the Badger still the best-selling item of the month of all time, or has something supplanted it in recent months? The last I checked, the Bad Penguin Egg was the best-selling item of the month of all time, which was weird.
Yeah, it seems strange.
Because, like, what the fuck? It was an April familiar, and so people still go nuts buying stuff in Mr. Store on April 1st in case we ever do the emo row kind of thing again. And we're just not going to until we do.
King Stupid's pretty funny.
Yeah.
So CD motherfucking Moyer got this inventory shit rolling last Crimbo to help with the lag. We're gonna see anything new with it prior to the next Crimbo? We were just talking about that the other day.
Yeah, I mean, he's been experimenting with some stuff. So CD Moyer was talking about basically setting up a KOL equivalent of Google Labs, where we try weird shit with the interface, let the public play with it to see what see what they think, and then incorporate it if it's good and reliable. But just, you know, we can take it away at any time that we want.
That'd be
right?
Cool.
Although Google Labs, I don't think they really do that. I don't think they would just pull tools. Right?
I'm pretty sure they have, though, in the past.
He's got a version of this inventory management system that people on dev really like.
Yeah.
And it's running on dev.
It's not finished.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. We will definitely do stuff before Crimbo. We've got a bunch of stuff we need to do before Crimbo. That's one of the things. King Stupid also says that his wife now hates me because he talks about Jick on the Adam Carolla show and fart, fart, Jick, Jick, Adam Carolla all over the place, which is kind of funny.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know, getting hated for talking about Adam Carolla all the time, and then King Stupid was saying, I think, a couple of weeks ago or a month ago or something.
Right, right.
Talked about you and Adam Carolla all the time, yeah. And now you're on Adam Carolla, yeah. So it's like, yeah.
And the farting, it had been, we stayed in a hotel, so we actually slept in the same room, and you were commenting on the volume of my farts. Not volume in terms of the amount of space that they filled up, but just the actual decibel level.
Yeah, you farted, like, I think you were asleep, and you were just farting like sonic booms. It was fucked up. Do not understand what is wrong with your digestive system.
Yeah, I don't know, man. You know, I was nervous as fuck was what was wrong with my digestive system.
But even afterwards, like, I came
still nervous home as fuck.
From hanging out with Armac, and you had already gone to sleep, and came into the room, and I was like, what happened in here?
Well, really? It just smelled like farts real bad? Oh, that sucks, man. See, we got used to having this fart armistice at the office.
I know.
We won't fart in one another's offices.
Yeah. Because it led to some nasty stuff happening.
Jellyfish Annihilator says, Jick, is your mom, like, beautiful? Hey, my mom's pretty beautiful.
Just cute.
Oh, just cute, huh? Yeah. You can be so cavalier about it.
I've got her phone number.
Yeah. Bloody Stupid Johnson says, I think there ought to be a brown coat in the game as a reference to Firefly. Nabkfod Listexia says, how do I make cone bread? I wish to eat this delicious misspelling. just do a search on YouTube for Jick likes eating cone bread. I sure do like eating cone bread. In fact, we should find a restaurant. We should go eat dinner somewhere where they got cone bread.
Nowhere has cone bread.
They have cone bread at the Gas Lamp Strip Club.
They have cornbread.
No, they have cone bread.
Yeah.
All right, what we're going to do is actually let Amplitude do our talking for us. Okay. Now I know what song I'm going to play. So you kids have fun with Uncle Ampy, and I'll see you Monday.
Have a good weekend, everybody. Calling out.